It's 8:15 now on this Wednesday morning. David Hammer joins us, our friend WWL Louisiana chief investigative reporter, to talk about this. I guess I can call him a rapist, a self-admitted rapist. David, I don't want to get in trouble here with, and I know you're not my attorney, but he did admit that he assaulted this kid, right? These kids?
Well, no, let's just be clear on that. Real quick, I mean, Lawrence Hecker has confessed on camera with me and Ramon Vargas from The Guardian to molesting several children. He always said that it was willing, that these kids were willing to have sex with him in the 60s and 70s. And that's the distinction between what he's charged with now, which is rape, which is that he allegedly choked out and raped a kid while he was unconscious in 1975. There's a difference there simply in that you cannot prosecute someone for molestation anymore for something that happened in the 60s or 70s. You can prosecute someone for rape, for forcible first-degree rape. So that's the distinction there. It's a legal distinction. He has, like you said, admitted several times in writing, on camera with us, that he has sexually abused children. And can you imagine, Tommy, being one of those victims who finally see him being brought to justice, being brought to a trial yesterday, and only to have the judge, Benedict Willard, recuse himself at the last moment. It was a pretty shocking scene yesterday in the courtroom.
Why at the last moment? Because I can understand, okay, you know, the tentacles of the Catholic Church, you can say it however you want, that can be... I guess maybe that's a pejorative way to say it. Maybe the Catholic Church touches a lot of lives. You can say it that way if you want. But either way, this judge had to know that he had a conflict before, long before Hecker showed up in the courtroom. Accurate?
Well, we don't know what this conflict is exactly. We do have some references from the prosecutor, Ned McGowan, to a previous incident about a month ago in court in a different case, where this judge, Benedict Willard, got into it with this prosecutor, Ned McGowan, in a completely separate case in which one of the jurors allegedly made come-ons to one of the assistant district attorneys, talked about her being beautiful and things like that. And when
Hang on. I got to use a timeout here. Go back, David.
Yeah. This is a completely separate case. It was a rape case involving something not unrelated to the church stuff, unrelated to this priest. And when they were in court and when the jury was seated, one of the jurors allegedly made comments, advances toward one of the assistant district attorneys from the special victims unit. And when the district attorney's office raised concerns to the judge had the woman from the district attorney's office removed from the courtroom. And Ned McGowan, who's the first assistant district attorney who's prosecuting the Hecker case and was in the courtroom on that case, raised concerns about it. Judge Willard held him in contempt and said that he was being disrespectful. That was about a month ago. So if the origination of this conflict between the judge and the first assistant district attorney that affects the Hecker case started a month ago. He also could have said something then. There were multiple times that McGowan was in Willard's courtroom since then, and he's not recused himself from any of those cases. And now here he is recusing himself. Also, adding to the complications yesterday was that Hecker was not in court. He didn't show up because he had been transferred to the hospital with the UTI, urinary tract infection. And so the district attorney's office is extremely frustrated, but mostly the victims, including the victim in this case, who made the allegations back in 1975 and was ignored when he was a kid, that he had been choked out and raped by Hecker. He is extremely upset, as you can imagine. And there were dozens of victims who weren't even among Hecker's victims, who were really looking to this trial to finally hold a priest accountable for his admitted crimes. And now it's being delayed yet again. It's being moved to a new court. Judge Nandi Campbell now has it. And you know, hopefully it doesn't just start over from square one. But this priest, Lawrence Hecker, is 93 years old. He has mild to moderate dementia. And, it, you know, compared to a year ago when Ramon and I were interviewing him at his doorstep and he was answering all our questions in the heat for 18 minutes, he apparently has gone downhill physically and mentally. And so, you know, they're losing their chances to get this person on trial for his alleged crimes.
Look, I don't want to, you know, go, get off into a foreign territory here or anything, because I know this is about the victims of this pedophile priest and his trial and the just maneuverings that have gone on to avoid him facing justice. But I just got to go back to this. It's a rape trial, and a juror tries to pick up on an assistant district attorney from the Survivors Victims Unit, SVU, and makes inappropriate comments to her, I'm presuming. Accurate? Correct me if I'm saying
that's
wrong.
That's what's been reported. That's what's in the court filings. Absolutely, yes.
And the judge, instead of dismissing the juror, dismisses the assistant district attorney. Is that what I'm hearing?
That is correct. And then has Mr. McGowan and the lead prosecutor on that case also removed when they started making objections in court and asking him to put what was said in a conference on the record in the court record. And, you know, that's the type of thing that has led to this point now in a completely separate case where he's saying that the district attorney's office is being disrespectful and he's recusing himself at the last minute just as they're about to see the jury to go to trial after a year-long process of getting to this point. So it is pretty shocking development in this case.
So you can understand, well, this is not about Hecker, how that would get my attention, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it should get everybody's attention, Tommy. I mean, you know, this judge is an elected official, and, you know, we need to get some kind of an explanation here beyond what we have from the court records, because that's all we have to go on at this point. And to have that kind of recusal without an explanation beyond just, you know, the back and forth in an open courtroom setting is very difficult to understand.
So a month ago, there's a rape case. A juror on a rape case that has been seated makes inappropriate comments to an assistant district attorney with the SVU, and the judge's response is to have that assistant district attorney and other representatives of the district attorney's office removed rather than dismissing the juror. The judge is Benedict Willard, Section C, Criminal District Court Judges. Elections have consequences, which led to him now, as of yesterday, recusing himself in this Lawrence Hecker trial because saying there would be a conflict when this happened a month ago and the trial was on the docket to start yesterday. Did I say anything wrong?
That is a perfect summary.
Okay. We'll pick it up. We come back. 823, traffic now, WWL. 828, Tommy Tucker, WWL. A couple of minutes back with David Hammer, WWL Louisiana Chief Investigative Reporter, about this travesty that's going on with Lawrence Hecker. So what happens from here now? With, first of all, I think it's interesting when you talked about Jason Williams and his frustration yesterday, David.
Yeah, I mean, he's frustrated. He's frustrated on behalf of the various victims that he's representing by bringing this case forward. I have to say, you know, whatever you think about Jason Williams politically or his, you know, the way he's handled criminal cases in other realms, he really has taken this effort further than his predecessors have. In fact, even the defense attorney, Eugene Redman, who represents Lawrence Hecker, said these charges should have been brought against my client a long, long time ago. So, you know, Jason Williams is the DA who finally brought these charges after, you know, years and years of documented cases about Lawrence Hecker. And so to have this up to the very last moment with Williams prepared himself to argue the case and to have this happen over this kind of side issue that doesn't seem to have anything to do with this case is extremely frustrating for him. And to put this into context, too, in the whole Catholic Church sex abuse scandal, to know that you've had these cases like Dino Chanel, George Grignac, Patrick Watney, these priests and deacons who were on the verge of trial, and then at the last minute, there's either a deal or they die while they're awaiting trial. And now you have a 93-year-old Lawrence Hecker who played such a key role in the state police's larger investigation of the Catholic Church priest abuse cover-up. For that to get to this point and not go to trial on the day of trial is extremely frustrating. So we'll see what happens, because the prosecution is going to try to get this heard very, very quickly in Judge Nambi Campbell's court, hopefully not having to start over at square one, but get right into a trial. But we'll see if that happens.
Thank you, David. Appreciate your time and your work as always. You know that. David Hammer, WWL Louisiana Chief Investigative Reporter. And I would just ask anybody, and this is my opinion here, if any Fortune 500 company were to be protecting an employee, or these shenanigans were going on with the employee of a Fortune 500 company, what would your response be? Not to mention an archdiocese. Right now it's time for WWL First News.